Hello everybody, you are listening to episode 5 of Bounce Back with Nima Mankar. Setbacks are stepping stones to success, says our guest today, Mr. Kulbhushan Chattu. Mr. Kulbhushan is an MBA graduate with specialization in marketing and a focus on finance. He is currently responsible for portfolio and alliance management at Novartis, one of the largest global pharmaceutical companies. He has spent over a decade in the healthcare pharma industry, including previous stints with Cipla and Biocon. His insightful nature helped him sail through the most challenging setback he faced during his crucial year of engineering. His success story will definitely hold a torch of hope for others. We are privileged to have you with us, Kulbhushan. Hello and a big welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. Glad to be here, and thank you for that effusive introduction. Very kind of you. Thank you.
We would love to hear about your childhood, your family, your education, and your profession.
Sure. Thank you for starting with an easy question. Family, childhood are things people love to talk about and comes to them naturally. So I believe I had a privileged childhood. Both my parents are very loving. My mother is a teacher. My father, who recently unfortunately passed away, was a scientist of global repute and renown, known for his work all across the working space or area that he was in. And fairly happy childhood. I have a younger sister who's also well settled, and coincidentally, she works in the pharmaceutical sector as well. So all in all, a fairly privileged childhood, I would say, and I'm thankful for that. Then in terms of my education and profession, as you mentioned, I'm currently working with the pharmaceutical industry. I'm part of the organization that we all know as Novartis, one of the globe's largest and most innovative drug manufacturers. And I've been here for now over 5 years. By educational qualification, I'm an MBA, and my undergraduate program was in engineering. And I'll briefly, I think, touch upon the theme of today's discussion, which is about setbacks at this point, and it's the education part where I had a minor setback in the last semester of my engineering program. As is typical for a lot of engineering colleges globally, you end up getting job placement or a placement in the seventh or penultimate semester of your program. Such was the case with me as well, and I was lucky to get an offer from one of the leading IT setups in India at that point in time. And typically, all such offers subject to certain terms and conditions. These, of course, include that you need to maintain a certain grade point average for your remaining semesters, and that you would, of course, need to clear the exams. Now, unfortunately, in my final semester, I had a slight challenge with one of the subjects. And when the results were declared, I noticed that I have not cleared that subject, which put my first ever job offer in life in jeopardy. And of course, I think some of us can relate with the fact that it's always more challenging to have to address a setback when you're just starting off rather than in the middle of your journey, when you're slightly better equipped to address potential challenges. I had a frank conversation with the organization that had hired me, and they were kind enough. They said, yes, we understand it occasionally does happen. Such things do happen. What we'll do is we'll increase your probation period. The typical probation period is 6 months. What we'll do is we'll increase it to 9 months. But within this period, you may need to make sure that your results are in place and as per the original terms of the offer made to you. So I was thankful for that opportunity and some breathing space. It also helped me then refocus on, A, of course, clearing that paper and retaking that examination and doing well on it. And it also gave me a sense of purpose that helped me do my job with motivation, because this was literally a second chance on day one that I got, and I wanted to make sure I make most of it. Thankfully, things turned out well thereafter, and of course the exam results were also in favor, and job-wise also I ended up doing quite significant work in the first 4 or 5 months itself, and that also gave the organization a sense of confidence in the decision that they had made, and hence it enhanced their level of confidence in me. So ma'am, back to you.
Oh, it's admirable to see how you just knocked back into success so naturally, after facing a huge disappointment. Do you attribute it to your optimistic outlook?
Yes, of course. That's one of the factors. But I believe any challenge or setback has a lot of external factors as well. See, at the end of the day, it's up to you to give your best at whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's taking exams, whether it's working in the corporate world, whether it's cooking as a chef or whether it's being a sportsperson. However, this needs to be supported by an ecosystem, by what you call your support ecosystem. And that typically is your immediate family, some close friends. It could also extend to the organization that you're working in. All these external factors also lend a hand. And I think it would be unfair to take sole credit for any sort of success in overcoming this challenge. In my case, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would agree to that fact, it's an interconnection of energies. We are bound by bonds of friendship or family, and at the end of the day, interconnected by energies. So I think all of these factors go into making us what we are. At the end of the day, we are a sum total of our experiences, both good and bad.
You are now working with one of the leading pharmaceutical companies, and you had the opportunity to work with other equally big companies. Tell us something about the stress you worked with during the pandemic times.
Thank you, ma'am. And I think this is the question of the decade for a lot of people, right? Now, the pandemic has been a challenge as no other. The elderly and the kids and the rest in between, all three generations have known no other challenge except this. I think the pandemic has been a paradigm shift in the way we function. It has been a challenge for established global structures. When I talk about global structures, it's structures of how we work, how we interact, how we transact. In fact, structures of how we live, in essence, right? We have managed to understand, hopefully, what the important parts of our lives are and kind of draw a line there. But I think it has been a paradigm shift. Again, as you mentioned, I've been fortunate to have been associated with some of the best organizations. They have been driven by visionaries. In the case of Cipla, it has a heritage that goes back 85 years ago. In case of Biocon, it's a success story. And I think Kiran's vision continues to drive the organization. Novartis, again, as a company, has been in existence for about 160 years in one form or the other. And we continue to grow and we continue to bring our best to the table each day that we work. Now, I think the pandemic has been stressful, right? In many ways, more than one. It's been stressful for families. It's been stressful for people, for example, in the unorganized sector who are not as privileged when it comes to a steady income flow. Unfortunately, in India, a significant percentage of our workforce is still unorganized. I think there's a lot of stress in the system, from major stress about how to eke out a living to minor things like tidying the home, being on top of things, managing calls, meetings, kids, so on and so forth, right? My wife, for example, thinks that now she has two kids in the home, my five-year-old son and me, because now she needs to pick up after both. So that's a different level of stress as well. But I think we all are thankful as individuals for, again, the support ecosystem. In my case, for example, if we talk about Novartis, I think the organizational ecosystem has been splendid. The leadership has been top-driven. I think a lot of organizations can learn from each other. And I believe the mantra for all corporates as well as individuals should be adopt and adapt. So you adopt the changes that you see and then you adapt to them. So it's an assimilation of these changes and it's also habitualizing them and kind of making them a part of your daily living. And I think, yes, the pharmaceutical industry in particular has risen to the occasion. There have been fantastic instances of collaboration within the pharmaceutical industry. For a time period, I think we have forgotten that we are competitors in the market, but you see cases where one company is manufacturing vaccines for potentially who would have been their competitors, right? Because the end goal is to kind of get the medicines out there. Vaccines, of course, in the last 6 months has picked up. But even in the previous 6 months, the first two quarters of the pandemic, we've seen tremendous collaboration within the pharma industry. And this cuts across borders. It cuts across functions in the industry. And everybody has come together and tried to make sure that we deliver. And I think it's a responsibility that has been shouldered well by the industry. Hopefully now, going forward, we have additional infrastructure support, government support to make sure that we foster some of these ideas. Some of these ideas require resources in terms of manpower, in terms of skilled talent, in terms of money, right? So we would hopefully look towards a future where there is more focus on the basics by governments globally. When I say basics, it's basics like healthcare and education, rather than spending on things which probably look good from a political point of view, but do not enhance the daily value of life. I think this is a good way. I mean, it's taken a pandemic, unfortunately, for us to realize perhaps what is more important and what is more core to our functioning, our existence. But hopefully we take back the lessons from the last 12 months. And these are lessons which are all across the spectrum, right? It's not just restricted to one specific area. Teachers, for example, have also come up. For a lot of them, it was a paradigm shift to teach online. It's not only a challenge for the kids to be seated in front of a terminal for 2 hours, 3 hours a day, but also an effort from the side of teachers who have not done these sort of things earlier. So I think it has affected everybody, and mostly I feel personally that people have risen up to the occasion.
Yes, and I feel COVID-19 has really, you know, brought the pharmaceutical company into limelight. Now, any hilarious moments that have stayed with you?
Quite a few, but unfortunately, none in the last 12 months. But yes, typically, I think some of the most memorable moments that we have are in the phase when we are students, because I think at that point in time, we are oblivious of our responsibilities and what is to come in the future. I think I'll narrate an incident that relates to the theme that we're talking about today. So I have a friend who's an albino. Now, what that means is that he does not generate any skin pigment. So he's white as a sheet. And unfortunately, that also means that his eyesight is weak. He has issues with eyesight because melanin is a key component in determining the person's eyesight as well. But he's fairly brilliant. He's good at what he does. Now, the advantage that he has is that, as I said, his complexion is white as a sheet. He has blonde hair. And what we typically used to do when we were students is we used to take him along, of course, for dinners. And we used to ask him not to speak, and that we'll try and get discounts from the eateries by saying that we've got a foreigner to the table and, you know, this kind of enhances your brand value. Most of these guys used to fall for it. And I think we, as students, ended up saving almost 20 to 25% each time that we went out to speak. But I think this is a small sort of incident where, well, not taking advantage, but kind of trying to make most of what we had at hand, both in terms of our resources as cash and, of course, the unfortunate condition that my friend has. But I think that's something he enjoyed as well. It's an idea that he, I think, then really built upon. And as long as he didn't speak much, it used to be doable.
That's quite funny. Now, as we are running short of time, please say a few motivating words to our listeners who are feeling disappointed and depressed even today.
No, I understand. See, the last 12 months have been very energy sapping. Some of us are more unfortunate than others, so we are in a slightly more challenging position. But however challenging things may seem today, the energy of the universe and an individual thereby will always ebb and flow. Now, whether it's a sports person, whether it's a Nobel Prize winner, whether it's corporates or students, whenever you read about the success stories, whenever you pick up a book to read about the success stories, one of the first things you read about is the struggle and the challenges that made the person. I think we are attuned to relating to those challenges rather than just the outcome of those challenges that had been faced. Now, I think irrespective, one mantra that I would share is we need to have patience with each other, with the situation. And remember, irrespective of what happens today, whether it's good or bad, the sun will still rise tomorrow. So I think that's one of the key messages that I would say. Do not give up, be confident, and irrespective of how things are today, the sun will rise again tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. So it was very interesting and inspiring talk, Kulbhushan. I would wish it to, you know, go on and go on. But unfortunately, we have to put a stop to it here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Glad to be here and part of the discourse. Hopefully, the message will resonate with some of our listeners, if not most. Thank you for having me again.
So, dear listeners, if you like the episode, then please do tune again the 3rd of next month on Bounce Back with Nima Mankar with another inspiring talk. Thank you. A big thank you to you, to Manan and Elvis, for all your technical support.